Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking with Dr. Pavatsky. Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
You're a leading dermatologist at Dermatologic Surgery Center of Northeast Ohio. Did I say that properly?
You did. Pretty good job.
All right. So far, so good. But I haven't done so good because I have a little cancer, and I have skin cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
They did two surgeries for me. And they think that everything could be okay. And so we're going to talk about sun sense, the importance of summer and the sun. And as wonderful as the sun is, it does have some concerns. Isn't that so, Doctor?
It's very true, yes.
So what are some of the things we should then, we'll thank Genentech for sharing this whole interview. Tell us about some things we need to know about the sun.
So the sun is wonderful, and it feels great, and it helps with depression, and it helps with vitamin D and all those good things. But we also know that too much sun really does cause skin cancer, and we have an epidemic of skin cancer in this country where one out of every four people is now getting a skin cancer. And the incidence of melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, has been on the rise, where one in every 60 people now gets a melanoma. So it is really important to try to cover up and minimize how much sun damage you get. And the problem is that the damage from the sun is cumulative over your lifetime. So it's not one family vacation where you get really tan or one bad sunburn as a kid. It's over your entire lifetime, so starting from when you're very little. And now that we're living much longer and we really like our outdoor activities and our exercise to keep us young and keep us healthy, we're getting much more sun on our skin than previous generations ever did, which is contributing to the epidemic of skin cancer. So you've really got to work to stay covered up, especially you need to keep your kids covered up. And then as we get older and you're doing all your outdoor activities, you really try to need to keep the sun off your skin.
Okay, so let's discuss that concern. So for my 70th birthday, my daughter and kids, grandkids gave me the North Face hat. And
okay.
Supposedly they said that hat has some some sunscreen within the body of the hat. So
right. Even a regular hat. I mean, there's lots of companies that make sun protective clothing now, and you can find them on the internet. Lightweight, long sleeve clothing that's breathable that you can wear. You know, there's huge correlations between fishing and golf and skin cancer. So if you're out on a boat on the water fishing, if you're on the golf course, it really does make a difference to try to keep yourself covered up and keep the sun off of you. But wearing a hat with a brim that gives you protection on your ears and the back of your neck. If you won't wear a hat with a brim, at least a baseball cap is better than nothing. I tell my patients not to wear visors. Don't bother with a visor because the brims are too small and you got the big hole on the top, so you're still cooking your scalp. And men get a ton of skin cancers on the top of their heads, especially if they don't have a lot of hair as they get older. So you've really got to get on a hat with a brim. And then you've got to wear sunglasses. And even the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teaching our children to wear hats and good UV protective eyewear, because you just can't put sunscreen around your eyes. And if you're exercising and you're going to sweat your sunscreen into your eyes, you've really got to have sunglasses on to protect your eyes and the skin around your eyes where you can't put that sunscreen. So that's critical if you're going to be out, especially in intense sun and for bright periods of time.
Uh-huh. So are you saying that the sun doesn't go through clothes?
No, I mean, you can do that experiment yourself. You know, you can sit in the sun without a shirt on, and then you can sit in the sun even with just a regular cotton T-shirt on, and you're going to get that, you know, that farmer's tan, you know, where the neck gets burned and your arms get sun.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go through a T-shirt. Dark colors do protect you better than light colors. So like a navy blue or a black T-shirt, if you're out mowing the lawn, is really going to give you pretty good protection.
Would that apply to, you know, a lot of people, some people walk around with umbrellas even. Do you suggest, I was thinking I should spray my, you know, they have all these spray sunscreens now.
Right.
I was thinking I should spray the underneath of an umbrella. I was thinking I should spray the underneath of caps. And there's supposedly something you can throw in the laundry now. I didn't get it yet. But something that puts PDS in your clothes. You know,
correct.
That
there is a product that you can add to your laundry that will wash into your clothing and add an SF. But again, even just regular clothing, if you don't want to be putting extra chemicals on your body, if that makes you, you know, concerned, just having regular clothing on, an umbrella is a great idea. It doesn't have to be any kind of special sun protective umbrella. The regular umbrella that you carry on a rainy day will keep the sun off of you great. If you're somebody who's got children and you're outdoors at soccer and baseball, like I am all summer with, you know, the kids on the baseball team, then they make the sports chairs, the folding, like the camping chairs, that now have a piece that goes up over you that creates shade. So I recommend buying those kinds of chairs where you can create your own shade, or literally like take a beach umbrella with you and stick it in the ground and sit under that beach umbrella or a pop-up tent while you're at soccer or baseball, so that you're really not sitting out for hours getting cooked. Really makes a huge difference. If you're going to wear sunscreen, sunscreen really does work, and sunscreen is important. So if you're, let's say you're bike riding and it's a 90-degree day and you're not going to stay covered up in long sleeves, then you've got to get your sunscreen on. And there's two main types of sunscreen. There's chemical-based sunscreens, and then there's physical block sunscreens. And chemical-based sunscreens have gotten some bad publicity lately because they do get absorbed into the bloodstream. And I don't believe, I haven't seen any studies that show that that causes cancer. And we know for sure that the sun causes cancer, but some people obviously have a concern about that. But if you're going to be wearing a chemical-based sunscreen, what you need to know is they take about a half an hour to work. So you've got to put them on before you get to your outdoor activity or before you hit the beach. And you've got to put it on heavy. If you're a guy and you're hairy and you don't like a cream or the creams won't spread easily, then a spray sunscreen is a great way to go. Don't spray those directly in your face. You shouldn't be breathing those in. So you want to spray them into your hands and then rub the product onto your face from your hands. And you need to reapply your sunscreen every 90 minutes. So that's the biggest problem with sunscreen, is we put it on first thing in the morning, and then we get this false sense of protection, and we go out and we spend hours on the beach or hours in the garden, and the sun breaks down the chemical in the sunscreen. So by the end of 90 minutes, even if you start with a really high SPF number, your SPF is back to zero. So you have to reapply your sunscreen every 90 minutes. I was going to say, if you don't want to be putting a chemical on your skin, then right. You want to be using a mineral-based sunscreen. And those are sunscreens that have either zinc or titanium as their active ingredients. All you have to do is read your labels, look for a mineral sunscreen with zinc or titanium. Those are very effective and very safe. They coat the surface of the skin so they are not absorbed into the body. And what they do is they form a protective layer on the surface where the sun is reflected off by the metal particles in the sunscreen. So again, if you don't want to put a chemical on your body or a chemical on your children, you want to be wearing a mineral-based sunscreen, but they still need to be reapplied every 90 minutes.
So that's like the old lifeguard thing on the nose?
Yeah, exactly, except they're much more sophisticated now, so the particles of zinc and titanium are micronized. So they do tend to leave you a little bit pasty looking, but you don't walk around with like a big white nose. Now, if you're like me with my kids on the beach, we make it fun. There are some zinc sunscreens that come in super bright colors. And so we'll paint Indian stripes and we'll cover our noses and it's pink and it's blue and it's green and it's yellow. And, you know, you can really make it fun if you have kids. So you can, you don't necessarily want your whole body yellow. But for on the face, it's fun to play around with it like it's finger paint.
Let me ask you, do you have some more time or you got another interview right away? I don't want to, because I would ask you what different types of skin cancer and what potential treatments there are.
Well, we are on a schedule. I don't have the authority to say we can run over. I don't know if...
Okay, all right. Just that this is such an important subject.
Go ahead. Let's keep going.
Okay, different types of skin cancer.
So there's three main types of skin cancer: basal cell skin cancer, squamous cell skin cancer, and then melanoma, which is the deadliest form. So basal cell is the most common occurring cancer. One out of every four people gets a basal cell. And they usually start as like a pink spot or a scaly spot. They're not going to be brown. They're not going to have a lot of color to them, and they bleed easily. So that's your warning sign. they come directly from tanning. So if you've had a long history of tanning and you use the tanning beds and you like your beach vacations or you go skiing or you're a golfer, everybody's getting basal cells. Squamous cell is the second most common form of non-melanoma skin cancer, and those occur in people who are fair skin types, so your redheads, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and people who have outdoor occupations, so farmers, construction workers, your postal carrier who's carrying your mail, the guys who are working construction and are up on the roof. If you're in a job where you get sun all day long, you're much more at risk for squamous cell. And then you've got melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, and it's been on the rise. We're now, again, 1 in 60 people gets a melanoma. And those are the spots that are dark colored. Now, they're usually flat. They're not a bump. And so it's like a stain on your skin where if you run your hand over it, you don't feel it, but you see it. And they typically are funny shaped. They're a little bit jagged, or they're, I like to say, they're smudgy at the edges where they kind of like fade in and out. And they tend to have more than one color to them, or they're all one color, but they're much different than any of the other spots on your skin. Like most of your spots are coffee colored, and you get one that's jet black. That needs to be looked at.
That's what my grandkids saw when they went swimming with me and said, "Poppy, ew, yeah, what is that?" And my daughter heard it and sent me to the dermatologist, and they found that I had a concern.
Yeah.
That's important, right? Go get your body checked, because you can't know all about these kinds of things, right?
Right. You got to go see it. You got to go see a good dermatologist, see a board certified dermatologist if there's one in your area. And it's hard to get into a dermatologist. So I really encourage everybody to get established with a dermatologist so that if you do have a skin problem, you're already an established patient somewhere and you don't have to wait months to be seen. Everybody over the age of 50 for sure should be having a baseline skin exam. Get your, you know, get your birthday suit checked on your birthday is a great way to think about it. So at least once a year, get in and get your skin looked at. If you have a family history of melanoma, if you've had a parent or a sibling who's had a melanoma, everybody in the family should be screened as a baseline skin exam by a board-certified dermatologist.
Doctor, you're a smart one. What does peace mean to you? My last question. What is peace for you?
Kindness. Be kind to everyone. Everyone's on a journey, and everyone's struggling with things. And I think we have to try to live our life without judgment and really work, especially in this era with social media and bullying and all this negativity. We've really got to work to be kind to one another.
I love it. All right. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you and speaking to you again anytime you want to.
Thank you.
Thank you.